Considerations when using vaccines. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. We've had recent conversations with Dr. Bill Barton, Administrator of Veterinary Sciences for the state of Idaho, regarding vaccines for E. coli. It turns out that there are many vaccines being used and researched that put a priority on food safety. But the key is you should always read and follow label instructions.
Almost everything a veterinarian or a producer would need to know in terms of what to expect from a vaccine. Okay, if I use this product, what level of protection could I expect? How should I store the product? How should I handle it if it's going to have to be mixed? Does the product need to be boostered? It's really the instruction manual on how to use the product, and it's also the instruction manual telling us what we should expect to get from that product if we utilize it. There's maybe in excess of 100 different vaccines that producers find that they have to choose from. And how do you make a choice? What's the right product to use in your situation? Thankfully, we could say that we have an unbiased reporter in the topic of vaccine labels, and that the USDA, and specifically the Center for Veterinary and Biologics, is tasked with evaluating data, evaluating the information, and then providing, hopefully, a very fair and unbiased product label.
Producers are always encouraged to consult with their veterinarian. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.